السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
Huzur says, in my last sermon, I had put light on the mercy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also to instruct his followers and his companions that they should be compassionate to each other and show mercy to all creatures of God. I had put before you some traditions in this respect. Today I will discuss the true lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. I will put before you some instances of his mercy and what great passion he had of compassion in his heart. And he used to express it even when he had to suffer himself. It does paint its picture to some extent. His life was so busy, extremely busy, and in the defense of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his speeches, through his writings, he had defended it, and there were a great activity of the adversaries against him. Despite all that, the Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salam was always engaged in for his followers and his companions, that I should always be mercy to them by taking my cue from Allah's Rahman attribute. And with his master and leader, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example, he could adopt fully. this aspect of his life had illumined with the great illumination, because he wanted to be the grateful servant of his Lord, who has said, addressing him in Arabic, that I have put with my own hand my mercy and my power for you. So how was it possible that the plant which was set by God for him of mercy, that he would not express his gratitude by showing compassion to the creatures of Allah, whereas Allah had also told him by revelation this was an Arabic revelation, that O Ahmad, the mercy has sprouted from your lips. So whereas this had created a pain in his heart for the spiritually sick, and through prayer and with his effort he did his utmost at all time, at the same time he was also doing his utmost and was all ever ready to serve the creatures of God. And every moment he served them, and I will now put before you some instances how he served God's creatures and what pain he had for their welfare. Hazrat Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani says that there was a person who lived in Qadian, and he used to visit the Promised Messiah before his advent, even before his advent, and he was a witness to many of the signs of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Once he was sick. Irfani Sahib says that I had already been fortunate to migrate to Qadian, and there was a tumor on his stomach, and it was gone quite deep, and it was in a serious condition. Hazrat Promised Messiah was told, and he visited Lala Sharampat Roy, that was the Hindu Huzur has been talking about it, and his was a narrow and a very restricted residence. And Irfani Ban says that I also accompanied Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. The Lala Sharampat was very worried, and he knew he was near his death, and was talking restlessly as one talks when he is in the throes of death. Hazrat Promised Messiah comforted him and said, do not worry. And there was a doctor, Abdullah Sahib, which Promised Messiah said, I will ask him to visit you and he will treat you. Next day, Hazrat Promised Messiah took the doctor with him and has appointed him to treat Lala Sharampat Roy particularly. And whatever expense of this treatment, Promised Messiah bore is himself. And he used to visit him every day. And when his wounds were healing and his serious condition had improved, then Promised Messiah visited him here and there. And he continued to visit him till he had completely recovered his health. He completely recovered his health. And Irfani Sahib says that Meher Ahmad was the first person from Qadian who joined the followers of Promised Messiah. And now all these his members of his family are sincere people. Hamid Ali Sahib was very humble man and poor man, and his house was outside the boundary of Qadian. And there used to be, it was very nasty smells there, and was not very, and so because the farmers' homes are the same, they had no arrangement of cleanliness, and the cattle and other things were also living the same, and they used to use it as a fertilizer, the whatever the animals throw out. And he was sick, which eventually took him to his death. But Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, many times accompanied by his followers, used to go and visit him on his sick bed. Whenever Promised Messiah visited him, naturally, some people were inconvenienced with this nasty smell, and Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam also suffered the same. But Irfani Sahib says that he felt bad, this bad smell, because naturally he was of a gentle and subtle nature, and he never even expressed what he was feeling, nor this stopped him from visiting Hamid Ali Sahib. And whenever he went, he comforted him and talked to him, and for a long time he would inquire after him and would comfort him, and he also would suggest some medication, and also asked him to pray to God. He was an ordinary farmer, and it is difficult to say that being a farmer, and he was a member of his community, and whenever he visited him, he visited him as a brother and talked to him in the same way, and took much interest in his treatment, and used to say it clearly, those onlookers also said that one does not look after one's own relatives as Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam look after on his sick this Hamid Ali Sahib on his sick bed. There is another report that despite the fact that Promised Messiah visited him, this is also a true fact that Allah had strengthened and made it persevere on his help for the people, that Allah had made him so melting his heart that he could not bear his followers' suffering. And therefore, whenever he often feared that when if he visited them, he may not feel bad. And sometimes he would miss the visit, and he will inquire after their health through doctors, from the doctor, and used to comfort him through the relatives of the sick man. It often happened that he also showed his moving feelings and deep feelings. And you can see, despite being so busy, he never refused to visit someone to inquire after their health, that not for the reason that he was busy, but only for the reason that inconveniencing the sick man, and he himself suffered when he saw the man suffering. And this was a personified mercy with which his heart was filled. And this also is shown by one of the letter which he wrote to a sick man. About that, Irfani Sahib writes, Sadiq Sahib was a very sincere and passionate Ahmadi, and Hazrat Mirza Yaqub Beg Sahib. And he was devoted to Promised Messiah, and he was fell sick, and which took him to his death. In his final days, he was staying Mirza Yaqub, with his brother Mirza Yaqub Beg Sahib, and he wished that he should see Promised Messiah when he felt he was on his last breath. And he could not travel himself, and he could not suppress his feelings. And so he wrote to Promised Messiah that, please come and visit me here. So he requested Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and wrote him a letter that I wish very much to see Huzur. And then he also sent a telegram for the same request, and Promised Messiah wrote a letter in answer to that, which shows his feelings clearly, which was the feeling which he had in his melting heart. Mirza Yaqub Beg Sahib says in the letter that Mirza Yaqub Beg Sahib, my brother, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh. Promised Messiah wrote to him, and he says that I am I'm having a fever, and I received this telegram. The way I'm engaged in prayer for Mirza Yaqub Beg Sahib, Allah only knows. You must never despair from Allah's help. I would not have hesitated to come, but in my condition, I cannot see my follower in that suffering state. I feel pain, and I want that I should only see you in good health. And as far as is possible, I will do my best. And please consider me with you. I don't find the words through which I can express my painful condition. Do not lose hope. Allah is most benevolent and merciful, and it is not unlikely from His mercy that He can improve the condition of Mirza Yaqub Beg Sahib. And he writes that when I received this, that I am so trembling that I cannot even hold my pen. And my wife is also, Promised Messiah says, my wife is also restless for Mirza Yaqub Beg Sahib, and I cannot tell her about this telegram because she herself is suffering fever and is not in a good condition, and she can hardly swallow things, and as a result she is having fever, and she is lying on the floor, and I am also in the same area, and but your telegram has made me to sit up. You should inform me of your condition every day. I don't know whether you received the medication that I had sent. And I don't know whether the massage oil that I had sent, whether it works. But it looks that he is very weak. Huzur has suggested the soup of chicken every day. It looked that he is very weak. Wassalam, yours, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. Since Promised Messiah could not go because he himself was ill, and a man has more melting feelings in that state, and to see someone, one of his friend also suffering, he could not have borne that. But even in this condition, Promised Messiah prayed deeply and said, please also let me know your condition every day. Hazrat Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani writes, that promise was accustomed not to reject any request from someone, and he also followed this custom that realizing some needs of people before they ask, they used to help. Early in the morning, those days, with about 8 or 10 rupees, he gave it to someone who was migrated. That it is a winter season, and you may need to warm yourself up. And this is an instance that many a times it so happened that secretly he continued to help the needy. And he never made any distinction between friend or Hindu or Muslim, or friend or foe, or Hindu or Muslim. So this is the example which promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the in-depth lover of the Holy Prophet, and in his footstep, who was Rahmatullah Alameen, and showed examples of that. There is another instance. Irfani Sahib writes that one of the custom of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was that sometimes realizing someone's need, that he did not wait for the person to ask, but he used to help and fulfill their need himself. There was another person from Kashmir coming to Promised Messiah, visited him. He said, whenever I visited Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he was always ready to pay my fare. Because I did not need, I never accepted. He used to come to visit Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and Promised Messiah would pay his fare. He says, but I never accepted it, but promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam's generosity was so strong that he always used to present it. And not just with me, he treated everyone the same way. Sometimes people came from Syria and Arab, and he used to give them large amount money for their traveling expenses because they have come from long way off. Then Irfani Sahib says that he was accustomed that whatever he gave to someone, not for show, it was just to win Allah's pleasure and for kindness to his creatures and the mankind. And he always gave them secretly, and sometimes to teach others, he would do it openly, because this was a command of Allah. So another method he had to give secretly, that even the man who received, he hardly knew about it. And I will state an instance in this respect. Munshi Abdul Halim, I think as you said, that he had come to Qadian, and he had received the teaching here. And when Promised Messiah paid all his expenses of education, and when he was ill, and then Promised Messiah helped him, and then they came and he took employment for 12 rupees per month. When Promised Messiah had the first child who had died during his childhood, and for Nasir Ahmad was his name, and Promised Messiah had a need for a midwife. He says, I told Muhammad Sharif Sahib that you should offer the services of your wife, and this is an opportunity of great reward, and you will get your meals here, you will stay in the same house. And Sheikh Sahib welcomed it, and he had this opportunity, and his wife was appointed to suckle Sahibzada Mirza Nasir Ahmad. And Promised Messiah asked him, as he was talking to him, what is his pay? What pay does he get? When he was informed that he only received 12 rupees a month, he thought that this was not enough to make ends meet, although it was a large amount in those days, because it was the cost of living was very low. But Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam felt, and then once as he was passing his house, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam threw a packet containing 20 or 30 rupees. Sheikh Sahib never knew where this money came from or what it is, and he checked out, and he realized that Promised Messiah felt that he may have difficulty in making his ends meet, and gave it to him that he must not suffer and live happily or easily. So Irfani Sahib says that this person did not need the money, because whatever meal he needed, that was provided from the kitchen of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. In any case, then Irfani Sahib mentions further, there was a Nihal Singh villager. He lived in Qadian, and he was on pension. His house was adjoining to Mirza Sultan Ahmad's house, and he was extreme enemy of hostile enemy to Jamaat, and because of his prompting, people had put taken up a court case against Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the first, and against other Ahmadis. There was a lawsuit he had started, and he used to trouble Ahmadis, and just to do abuse was an ordinary thing for him. While these lawsuits were going on, and they wanted a musk for his wife, because she was not well, and they could not procure it from anywhere. It was very expensive, musk is anyway is very expensive, and it was not it cannot be procured. So he went to Promised Messiah's door and asked him, and Promised Messiah came out as he called out and did not let him wait. As soon as he heard his request, he went in. He said, so Promised Messiah gave him musk, which was for his medication. So you can notice here that without giving any notice of who he is, what he does, but to save the life of a sick woman, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, under his passion of mercy, brought the medication and never raised any questions of any payment or that of his opposition. Yaqub Ali Irfani also says Hafiz Noor Ahmad, who was a trader, he is an old servant of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Once he had a great loss in his trade, and he was almost bankrupt, and he wished that he go somewhere else and start another business so that he can support himself. Now they have come after a long time, after many years he's come back. But he had a continuous correspondence with Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and would help give contribution to Jamaat Ahmadiyya, for the Jamaat, as much as he could. He says that Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Promised Messiah's generosity, I will only say one thing, that he never knew of giving a little. He has mentioned a personal experience that when I thought of going abroad, I asked Promised Messiah some money. Promised Messiah brought a box in which he had the money, his treasure chest. He said, take it, whatever you want. and Huzoor was very pleased to help him, and I took it whatever I needed. Although Promised Messiah continued to say, you can take the whole lot. Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Kareem Sahib writes that sometimes for medicine, the villager woman used to come and knock at the door hard and used to say in a simple language that, Mirzaji, give me some medicine. And Promised Messiah will sit up as though that he has received a command from a great ruler. And immediately Promised Messiah would get up and open the door, and happily he will talk to them and prescribe medicine. So Maulvi Abdul Kareem Sahib says that these villagers used to waste their time, and this continues, and the same situation there. And a lady started talking vain talk and started talking about her home affairs, and had wasted his 1 hour. And Promised Messiah, as sitting patiently and listen to him, never says, Promised Messiah said that you can go, it's wasting my time. And she just gets fed up and goes away. Sometimes many of the villager women came to show their children, and Promised Messiah had to write an important article. I happened to be there. I saw Promised Messiah is standing as this a European is standing on his duty. And he has opened 5 or 6 chests and giving in little bottles some various medications, and his hospital continued for 3-4 hours. Then I told him that this is of great trouble, and you have wasted so much work, so much time. And Promised Messiah says, this is also a religious work, duty. These are poor people, there is no hospital, and I keep some medications here. This is of great spiritual reward. If I have wasted, Promised Messiah wasted 3 hours while he was engaged in writing a book, and he had to do it immediately, but he stopped that and continued to serve these ladies. Promised Messiah says, this is of great reward. A believer must never lax in such work. But this was about the children. Often many of the ladies used to come and ask for something, and repeatedly ask him for things. Not once has Promised Messiah said that, why do you continue to ask again and again? Why don't you take it at once? And I have often seen that other children are sitting on his bed, and he has been pushed towards the end of the bed. And Promised Messiah is sitting there and is telling them stories of birds. They are telling the stories of birds, the children, and Promised Messiah is sitting and listening attentively. And Promised Messiah is listening as though it is a great mystic book. And no matter how much trouble the children do, and they continue to ask for something insistently, Promised Messiah never tell them off, and nor shows any sign of displeasure. I have told you before that our doctors must keep this example in view. Their work is only to attend to the patient, and that they are not leaving their other important work. This is their main job, and they must always look after the sick. And for a doctor, it is most essential to attend cheerfully and listen to them, because half the illness goes when you listen attentively, and you need to pay much attention to this. some people misuse his passions of service and his kindness. Munshi Ghulam Ahmad, who was a very good scribe, in his absence, Promised Messiah used to ask Muhammad Sharif Amritsari to do, and other books of Promised Messiah, Surmach Ashariya and others, and a large part of Aina Kamalat Islam was also scribed by him. But then Promised Messiah employed Munshi Ghulam Ahmad Sahib. Ghulam Ahmad Sahib used to be quackish, and used to ask more money than he deserved, and Promised Messiah understood this, but he would just give a smile and did not say anything. He says that once he came for Zuhr prayer, and after prayer Promised Messiah sat down. This was his practice, that generally after sometimes he used to go home after offering Salat, and sometimes he used to sit there. And he smiled and said, "Something strange has happened today. I was writing my book, then the son of Munshi Ghulam Ahmad came running by shouting, and Munshi Sahib was also pursuing him and was also shouting. He said, 'Come out, I will punish you and I will kill you and do this or that.' Promised Messiah heard this uproar and came out and asked Munshi Sahib, 'What has happened?' Munshi Sahib used to say that, 'Today I will punish him badly.' And then Promised Messiah says, 'What has happened? Tell me.' He said, 'I have bought a new shoe to him, a pair of shoes, and he has lost it.' Promised Messiah, 'What is the need of shouting on this? I will buy a pair of shoes for him.' But whether he had bought one or just an excuse that he wanted a new pair of shoes for his son, that's why he was making this uproar. They say that beside his salary, he would eat in the house of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and even he used to take all the bedding and all the clothing from Promised Messiah. And then he used to ask for more by making these excuses, but Promised Messiah never showed any displeasure, and nor would ever discharge him, but continue to tolerate his coquettish manner and continue to employ him. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib says that there was a carpenter who gave me a written statement that once we used to be farmer, or they were farming the land of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, owned by Promised Messiah, and once the crop was not good and we didn't have enough grain, Hamid Ali Sahib came to take taxes, and everyone said that you cannot, if we give part of it as taxes, what will we do? And Hamid Ali Sahib told the same thing to Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, "You can take charge next year rather than now." And next year the crop was good and he could pay both taxes, and Promised Messiah used to be very kind to poor people. Therefore, the Ahmadi farmers must remember that, as I had mentioned in my sermon of Waqf-e Jadeed, especially in the Sindh area, that those poor people who come to you, you should develop a feeling of mercy and pay them good, and the best way you can treat them, you should. This is also a great means of preaching in that region. Not only mankind, but Promised Messiah had a great passion to serve other creatures. By acting on the practice of and the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the best example that was set after the Holy Prophet ﷺ was set by promised Messiah ﷺ. Hazrat Mian Bashir Ahmad Sahib says that once Khalifatul Masih Sani was catching birds by closing the doors. Hazrat promised Messiah, as he was going to prayers, he saw him and said, Mia, that is the Khalifatul Masih II as a child, he said, you must not catch birds in the home. The one who has no mercy has no faith. So at the same time, he also admonished children that if you have to save your faith, you must develop passion of mercy in your heart. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib also reports that there was a Khaja Abdul Rahman Sahib who hailed from Kashmir. He wrote in a letter that once a fat dog came into the house of Promised Messiah wasalam, and we tried to beat him, and Promised Messiah, when the dog barked, Promised Messiah heard and he came out, and then we left him because Promised Messiah could not tolerate any harshness to even animals. So you can see, under the passion of mercy, that for to pray for God for mercy and kindness. Hazrat Nomani Sahib says that there was an 18-year-old boy who fell sick, and they brought that boy to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam from one of the village, and he came to serve, and he remained sick for a few days and died after a few days. His promised Messiah led his funeral prayer, and promised Messiah was engaged in prayer for a long time for his funeral prayer, that the people were feeling dizzy. And after salam, promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said that boy of whom we have led the funeral prayer, we have prayed so much and we did not stop till I did not see him enter paradise and was walking about in paradise. So this man was forgiven and then he was buried. At night his old mother saw her son, that he is strolling in the paradise with great joy, and he said, promised Messiah's prayer has helped me and has helped me to enter paradise. To bring people closer to God and to know the truth and to save them punishment, of divine punishment, promised Messiah's passion of kindness and mercy was to its climax. Hazrat Yaqub Ali Sahib Arfani reports that Hazrat Makhdumul Millat Hazrat Maulana Abdul Karim Sahib once reported that I used to live above the Baitul Dua, and I used to use that small room as a Baitul Dua, that is the place for prayer. I used to hear the deep supplication of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. When Promised Messiah used to say prayer, I used to hear Huzur's deep supplication. There was such pain and feeling in his heart that even the listener's heart will melt. And he used to supplicate with such deep pain as a mother is in childbirth. And he used to pray for the people to be saved from the punishment of plague. That, O God, if these people will be killed with the plague, who will worship you? So this was the summary of this report, which shows that despite the fact that the punishment of plague was because of his denial, but because of his kindness for humanity, that this he used to pray in the depth of night and he supplicated deeply for them when everyone was asleep, and he woke up and cried and supplicated. This shows that his kindness for mankind was without parallel. So this is how you have to develop such passion to serve the mankind. May Allah show signs to establish the truth of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, and he prays that, O Allah, save them from punishment, which was the sign of establishing the truth of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and let them recognize the truth. So this is the practice of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the footstep of his master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wounded, then the angel said, "We can throw the whole mountain over them," but promised the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for saving them. To reform spiritually to the people, what great passion of help and prayer he had. He says, promised Messiah says, Allah knows full well that I am true in my claim. I am not a liar nor antichrist, nor following falsehood. Were there not enough liars before me that even at the head of this century, rather than he could raise a reformer, he should establish another antichrist and created more havoc in the world. But those people who fail to understand the truth and fail to know the truth and rush to denial, what can I do for them? I am like the one who is deeply depressed by the suffering of his close relation. That who is looking after the patient, he is deeply concerned with him. I am deeply concerned with this nation, and I pray that, O Almighty God, O the Great Guide, open their eyes and give them light and sight, and give them revelation, and send revelation to them. And I know that God will not let my prayer remain in vain, because I have been raised by Him. And it is true, if I am not raised by Him, and if I am a liar, then Allah will destroy me with great punishment, because Allah never gives honor to a liar, which He gives to a truthful person. Promised Messiah says in a line of poem that I hear the abuse and I pray for them and I have mercy for them. And then in another place, to guide the people and to save them from divine punishment, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, many hearts are covered by the love of the world. May Allah remove this covering. The world is unfaithful and man is ungrateful, and people have been deprived to understand the truth. I wish from God that He should help His humble servants, and they have suffered in the past. Similarly, Allah should give them balm, and He should disgrace those people who have considered darkness as light. And may Allah also disgrace and make them suffer shame who they did not recognize the truth which was sent by God at the right time and did not thank God for it. rather like ignorant they denied him. So if this humble servant has let his supplication go to the throne of God, then the time is not far when the light of the religion of Muhammad will manifest on them. For general mankind and the creatures, his mercy was deep. But those who are blind despite having eyes, and those who see light and consider it darkness, those who despite having knowledge are persistent in their ignorance, and they are also dragging the common man into darkness, for them it's difficult to pray. But for higher values, you have to sacrifice lower values. So this also was because of his passion of mercy and kindness that Allah and the promised Messiah had prayed for them, cursed them, but only cursed those who had exceeded all limits. And this curse was because of his feelings of mercy for them. Certainly Allah accepted his prayers, and the pious souls we see every day entering the community, and Allah shows grace to them, and the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is spreading throughout the world. Today it is also the work of us, servant of Messiah of Muhammad, that we should share with his prayers, and by applying his teaching to our actions, and with a great feeling of compassion for mankind, we should also increase our prayers according to our capacity, because so that whatever light of Muhammad to spread it was promised Messiah was raised, we should also raise the slogan of Nahnu Ansarullah, that we also his helper. We should engage ourselves. May Allah enable us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ